Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
Welcome into NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet. It is good to be back after a week without, you know what, we're going to call it competitive NBA action. We have 12 games tonight, the early slate headlined by Kevin Durant and the Suns facing off against Luka and the Mavs. We have Donovan Mitchell, Tyrese Halliburton, Jalen Brunson all taking the floor at 7 p.m. Eastern. And then, a little bit later, we got some of the best the West has to offer, right? Kawhi Leonard, the Clippers try to keep it rolling against SGA and the Thunder. And we know that every game counts for these two in the race for the number one seed. But when you look at the schedule and you look at tonight's games, really the one that catches everyone's eyes, right, is the Golden State Warriors hosting the Los Angeles Lakers. However, if you're hoping to tune into Steph versus LeBron James, you're going to just have to hold off a little bit because the Lakers have listed James as out with a left ankle issue. So for more on that, let's bring in our NBA reporter, Dave McMenamin, who is in San Francisco right now for this game. Dave, what more can you tell us about why LeBron is missing this first game after the All-Star break?
Yeah, Malik, a few weeks ago, we got that thriller between LeBron and Steph at the Chase Center. That won't happen tonight with LeBron James tending to that left ankle of his. He used the time in between the All-Star game on Sunday and the start of the second half of the season starting up to get further treatment on that left ankle that's really been bothering him for weeks. Now, I'm told that it's still to be determined whether he'll be available either on Friday against the Spurs or Sunday against the Suns. The Lakers have a 3-4 night scenario coming right out of the break. And obviously for a guy in year 21 who's 39 years old, even if he hadn't gotten treatment on that ankle, he probably wouldn't be playing in all three of those games. I spoke to a source who's familiar with LeBron's situation. I asked him, do you think this could be an extended absence? And he said, I don't have any concern about being an extended absence. So it sounds like he just needed a little bit more time based on the recovery that the second treatment that he got on the ankle requires. And we should see him back in the lineup soon enough. Spencer Dinwiddie, when asked what you got to do to make up for LeBron's absence, he said, it's got to be by committee. That's never been one player in the history of the game that ever replaced LeBron on his own. It has to be the whole team.
So in that report, when I exhaled a sigh of relief, is when you said that this isn't necessarily expected to be a long absence for LeBron James. Dave McMenamin, thank you very much. So anyone who is a little bit worried, right, about if they're going to get to see LeBron versus Steph again this season, yes, you will, right? March 16th, you're going to get a chance. April 9th, you're going to get a chance as well. And look who we got here, the whole family today. Chinee Agumake, Kendrick Perkins, Zach Lowe is beaming in from home as well. Do y'all remember when the Lakers, we entered the season and everyone was talking about, oh yeah, LeBron, the Lakers were saying, well, we're going to try to put him on a little bit of a minutes restriction, right? All season long. That went out the window during game one of all this. But despite having a largely healthy Anthony Davis, a largely healthy LeBron James, the Lakers, they are still in ninth place. So Zach, what do they need from LeBron when he is back to make a serious run over the final 2 months here?
Let me try and give you a really good original answer here, Malika. What the ninth place Lakers need is for LeBron James to play really well and play really well a lot, because their margin for error is zero. Right now they are ninth and the Warriors are 10th, and this game that was all the hype machine was talking about tonight, this game would be the first game of the play-in tournament, and one of the two would be eliminated before the play-in tournament even gets to day two. That's where the Lakers and the Warriors are. And goal number one for the Lakers has to be get up into that 7-8 bracket. If you can't get to 6, at least get to 7-8. guess what? That's three games in the standings to make up against teams who are all playing well, all playing to win. It is an uphill battle. They need LeBron ASAP, and they do not have the luxury of a lot of rest games or a minutes limit. It's all hands on deck.
When I go to the restaurant, my plate is what?
Full. Overflowing. Sorry, go ahead.
It's loaded.
Oh, and
that's,
okay.
It's loaded. And look, but that's the same exact thing when we look at the Western Conference right now. It's loaded. So in order for the Lakers to get back in the thick of things, meaning in the playoffs, LeBron James is going to have to be in-season tournament LeBron James. Mm. Do we remember that version of him 28-7-8 a night throughout the whole tournament? Did we see it in his eyes? Yep. We saw him taking charges. Matter of fact, he only had five for the season. He had two of them in the championship game for the in-season tournament. So when I think about LeBron and how he has to elevate, because we all know he wanted the Lakers to make a move during the trade deadline, but they didn't, they stood pat. Right, you still got the Denver Nuggets that are in front of you. You still looking at the Los Angeles Clippers that are in front of you. So, yes, rest is valuable for LeBron James. He needs that, right, 39 years of age. But in order for the Lakers to achieve what they need to achieve, we need the in-season tournament version of LeBron James.
He's been doing that all year long. You said 28-8-9. He's like 25-7-8 on the year.
Yeah. Right.
The only difference between now and the in-season tournament is that he was taking charges. Like
that's
he was
a big
doing,
difference. That means he was locked in.
He's 39 years old. He can't be taking charges through 82 games of an NBA season.
If he's trying to get where he's trying to go, he better.
You think so? Oh, I think that's a pass. He's like, you always know there's one player on a team that you're like, don't take charges. We need you later on. That's
right.
LeBron James. Protect him at all costs. And to me, I think he's doing exactly what he's needed to do.
Yep.
There's nothing else you could expect from LeBron James. I mean, year 21, age 39. He's played in 49 out of how many? 56 games? He's handling his own business. And the nature is, you're right, it is loaded. The plate is overflowing. You know, this it's a buffet. Is that the proper word? I say buffet.
Buffet.
Good. Okay, buffet. I say buffet.
Okay.
The West is a buffet. You have many options for contenders, and it's more so on the rest of the guys, right? But in this conversation, LeBron James has handled his business, and like one game after All-Star break, if that's going to help him finish the season strong, I'm cool with that.
Right. So you're saying if it's a buffet, everybody needs to eat. That's what needs to happen. And that's exactly it. I have no problem with LeBron
buffet.
Missing this. It definitely is a buffet. But it's
I don't know. We call it buffet.
You know what? I like it. I think. Buffet is cute, but I'm fine with him missing. It's unfortunate that it's against the Golden State Warriors,
yeah.
and this is a matchup and a game that we all want to see, but this is a time for guys to get right. We've seen so many stars use the All-Star break in this exact same way, which is why, for LeBron, I'm bummed, but I'm not going to make a huge deal out of him missing this one. I do want to shift, though, to the Lakers' opponent tonight, the Golden State Warriors, because it's been a little bit of a roller coaster of a season for them, right? We're talking about Draymond's green suspensions, we're talking about Chris Paul's injury, Klay Thompson's role ever-changing. We saw him come off the bench
buckets.
Exactly, and play incredibly well the last game before the break. What's your biggest question about Golden State heading into the second half of the season here, Perk, really last third?
It's Klay Thompson, right? It's been the tension, the role change, right? We've seen his body language. We've seen his emotions come in place when he hasn't closed the game. How is he going to embrace this new role? We saw an appetizer, since we're talking about meals, we saw an appetizer right before the All-Star break when he went for 35, but is he fully going to embrace this? If he does, and Klay Thompson is productive, then the Warriors are going to be a hard out in the postseason, right? For the last 2 years, we know Steph is going to be Steph. We know Draymond is the emotional leader, the backbone on the defensive side of things. But Klay Thompson is the guy that gets them over the hump. Mm. And when Klay Thompson is Klay Thompson, game six Klay Thompson, and showing that throughout the course of the season and having those special moments, the Warriors are a completely different team. So I'm going to be looking at him to see how he maintains his mental and how he embraces his role for us coming in off the bench.
So you're looking at Klay Thompson. Zach, what are you looking at here?
Well, first, I'm hungry. Can we stop with the buffet and the buffet
too,
and all the food options? I'm hungry, and I got 11 hours till dinner. I'm looking at the bench minutes because I believe in this starting five with Draymond at center, Kuminga starting, Pajemski starting. I think this is a good lineup, and it's going to continue to be a good lineup. It's the other lineups and the non-Steph lineups that were really good to start the season with Chris Paul at the helm. How are those going to hold up with Clay now coming off the bench, with Chris Paul getting closer to a return? What does Kevon Looney have left in the tanker? Is it more Jackson Davis or is it Saric at center? That's the interesting puzzle piece, and a lot of it is Clay and whether he embraces this role. And I love how Clay closed out the first part of the season coming off the bench and raining fire on Utah for 35 points or whatever he had. If that group can click and keep things afloat when Steph is on the bench, I think this team has a chance to battle up into that seventh spot and put some wins together and maybe even get above that, because I believe in that starting five.
Look, I think that graphic right there demonstrates the importance of Steph Curry. So we're all saying that, like, we all know Steph is the main guy here that will carry them home. He's giving you 28 points per game. But for me, it's Draymond Green by far, because you mentioned Clay. We talk about the bench. Draymond, he is responsible for being the orchestrator of Golden State's offense. And we saw how badly they missed him when he had that suspension. So for me, it's, will he keep his cool, stay on the court, and be able to make these role players shine? That's his unique ability that is different than any other play on any other team based off of how the Warriors have been designed.
Particularly because Golden State has a unique opportunity here. They have the third easiest remaining schedule of any team in the NBA. So if they can put together a little run, starting tonight with a shorthanded Los Angeles Lakers team, potentially we could see them climb out of that play-in range, but it's going to be an uphill battle. Particularly, take a look at this, because the Lakers and the Warriors both entering the stretch of the season playing well over their last 10 games, right? And they need to with their current standings. If the season ended today, they would both be playing in a winner-take-all play-in game, which would end the season, right, for the losing team. And that would be a play-in game we all would need to see. So let's take a look at these head-to-head a little bit, Janae. The best player in your mind between the Lakers and the Warriors is who?
Look, you never bet against LeBron James, but he ain't playing tonight, so I'm just going to go Steph Curry, because this season isolated what he's been able to do, 28 points per game, and just holding them home. Perk, who do you got?
The king, the GOAT, LeBron James. And look, anytime they match up and Steph Curry don't have Kevin Durant, I'm rolling with this man any day of the week, okay? LeBron James.
But by the way, Steph does have the edge in the head-to-head matchups. But it's okay. They both got four.
Yeah, but the last 2 years, LeBron James actually sent them home.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. All right, so we've been talking about the offseason. We were talking all about the Los Angeles Lakers and how well they did. The Warriors have sort of been trying to figure out who's starting, who's coming off the bench, who has the best supporting cast, Janae.
Oh, this comes down to, once you eliminate those two guys, AD is the best player on the floor, giving you 26 and 10. So I'm going with the Lakers. And their supporting cast has done better ever since LeBron James called them out.
I knew you was going to come over here to this side eventually after all the jokes you started off with. Bam! Put it up there. I'm running with the Lakers, okay?
Oh, you thought that was
a high
five?
I'm going with the Lakers. When you think about the supporting cast, this same supporting cast helped the Lakers beat the Warriors last year. This same supporting cast actually helped LeBron and AD go to the Western Conference Finals. So I saw with Austin, I am him.
I am him, yeah.
Last year. I saw what Rui Hachimura did in some crucial moments.
Yeah.
Okay, Ms. Buffet.
What is up? But anyway, I'm going with the Lakers.
All right. Okay. So what does that all culminate into? Who has the best chance to make a finals run? Not a playoff run, Janae, a finals run.
Look, I think when you have LeBron James and the next best player on the floor, I'm going with the Lakers, especially with their defense. If they can really lock things down defensively, the role players step up, we can see another run. I don't know if it's like the Western Conference Finals like last year, but I got the Lake squad.
I'm going with the Lakers and everything Janae just said and more. Anthony Marshawn Davis Jr., right? When you think about what he's been doing on both sides of the floor, the way he's embraced that center position, offensively giving you around about 25 points a night, I love this version of AD. And guess what? He's been available.
And that has been key for the Los Angeles
Lakers. Can we do this better? Okay, that was better.
We get to see the Warriors. We get to see the Lakers in action tonight. But the Lakers are not the only team in L.A. that we need to talk about. Still to come on NBA Today, the Clippers, Big Three, they are steamrolling the West. But which team is standing in their way that is making Zach say, holy leap? Plus, why anything short of a championship will be a catastrophe for the Boston Celtics, we discuss. And will Phoenix be Kevin Durant's final destination in the NBA? Hear his surprising answer in our one-on-one conversation. That's next on NBA Today.
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
Hey, you.
Are you wearing
Tim Gavin's
today, Perk?
No.
Well, there is a huge game out east tonight between two injury-plagued teams in the playoff race. Are we calling it the playoff race at this point? We're in the sleigh ride to the playoffs. The Philadelphia 76ers, they enter the home stretch of the season without their MVP, and there are, of course, plenty of questions surrounding if and when he will return, and their opponent, the Knicks, they're without Julius Randle and OG Anunoby. But take a look at this. The East standings, they are, how does Stephen A. say it? They're fluid. Except right at the top, Janae, the Celtics, they are comfortably ahead of the field, a 6-game lead. Only a half game, though, separate the Knicks and the Sixers, with both teams looking to avoid falling into the play-in with some questions still around when they will be whole. But, Perk, both teams are holding out hope that they are going to be healthy heading into the postseason. So let's just say they are.
Yeah.
If that is the case, who do you have more faith in, the Knicks or the Sixers?
The Knicks. Big body Bronson, OG Anunoby.
Okay.
That defense and what they added to the bench with the depth of Bogdanovich and what's my guy?
Alex Burks?
Burks.
I got you.
Alex Burks, I'm sorry.
But, I'm the vice president, you're the president.
No, but here's the thing, right? When it comes down to the Knicks, the identity is there on both sides of the floor. When it comes down to a closer and a leader, we have that in Jalen Brunson. And when you talk about Tom Thibodeau and you talk about him being able to adjust in the playoffs and being able to design schemes defensively, he's one of the best in the game.
One thing that I like seeing from the Knicks, and I'm right there with you, Perk, as your vice president here in New York, is that so long we talk about the Knicks, and this is their work ethic, right? It's all the way up here.
Yep.
Their skill was here. Now their skill is matching their ethic, meaning like their players are showing out in ways that you need. And it starts with Brunson, and I truly became a believer, not this past season, but the year before. Mm-hmm. I think we heard Luka Doncic say it too. I think J.J. Redick. That playoff run where Luka had to sit and Jalen Brunson stepped in, he was like, oh, this guy's a star.
Yep.
Then we saw last year going toe-to-toe, eliminating teams, and then going up against Miami and producing, what, 4 30-point games? I love the Sixers, but I really like the growth of what we're seeing, that confidence turn into reality, leading with Jalen Brunson.
So 7-game series, who are you taking?
Oh, 7-game right now, I'm taking the Knicks.
All right, 7-game series, you're taking the Knicks. Both of you guys are taking the Knicks. Zach, do you agree? It's New York.
Bring me up the standings again, please. I want to look back at something and redirect this conversation where it should go. Both these teams, look at the standings. The Celtics are 5 games up on anyone else in the East. Look, we know the Knicks could be really good if they're all healthy. We know the Sixers could be really good if Joel Embiid comes back. We just don't know if and when those things are happening. The Bucks, they're kind of a mess right now and they need to get it together. Are we ever gonna talk about the team that's in second, 4 games up on the Bucks, the Cleveland Cavaliers? Mm. Anyone? Bueller? Anybody?
No.
My point is
Bueller.
This.
No,
if the,
we,
if
don't,
the East,
we don't need
if,
to, though, Zach. We don't need to talk about them. Because,
stop.
No, because with a Donovan Mitchell-led team, we've seen this movie before. We've seen them have the Utah Jazz team in first place in the Western Conference, and we want to see it in the postseason.
You're making my point for me, Perk. This Cavs team is awesome. They're 18-2 in their last 20 games. They haven't won a playoff series yet. The East, if it looks even like 80% like it does today in April, is there for the Celtics taking more than it has ever been in any year in the Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum era. And if the Celtics are healthy and these other teams are still a mess in April, anything short of a finals appearance for them is a flat-out disaster. That's how much better they are than everyone in the East right now at this moment. Things are going to change, but how much are they going to change? That's what the next 25 games are about.
But I think that's exactly the point when we're talking about Boston at this point in February, because we do think that this is a team that's going to be measured in June, right? Jason Tatum, I sat down with him at All-Star, and I asked him if he thought this team was better than the team that made it to the 2022 NBA Finals, and he said yes. He thinks that this is the best team that he's played on. So I agree. This is if the Celtics do not make it to the NBA Finals, this is a failure of a season for them.
If the Celtics don't win at all, it's a failure of a season for them. They went to the NBA Finals already with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Like, look, we're talking about the City of Champions, okay? We're talking about we're talking about the Boston Celtics. We're talking about one of the most historical franchises in sports history. We're talking about Larry Bird, Larry Legend, Paul the Truth Pierce, Kevin Garnett. We're talking about Bill Russell. Damn it, it's about championships or busts. It's not about getting to the promised land. It's about getting there and actually buying some land when you get there and owning some houses and cribs. Damn it, it's championship or busts.
It's about real estate when it comes to championships. Okay, Perk, but I'm right there with you. And you know what I like? You know, they had their shot a year or two ago at a championship, and they fell short, right? This is a team through Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown that was constructed to win multiple championships. And if you look at that construction, since we're talking real estate, you've got two All-Stars. Yep. You've got two all-defensive guys in White and Jrue Holiday. And then you've got 320 points per game scores. They are head and shoulders over the course of 82 games based off of what we've seen so far and how they win. They should be winning. They should have already won. And so if this season comes up and then now you have to make the decision, we didn't win, now who do we pay? That's like a double whammy that they should not have to deal with.
Right, and that's what we've been talking about the last couple of years if they were going to get to this point. So it does feel like a little bit of a crossroads for the Boston Celtics. And by the way, it's a compliment that we're talking about them this way. It's also the way that they're talking about themselves. That's what I learned at All-Star Weekend. That is the way that Jason Tatum is talking about this group and this team as a group that he believes has what it takes to make it to the NBA Finals and to win it all. And that's what he is looking to do. But Perk, what are you doing on Saturday?
I don't know.
I have a feeling you're going to be watching our ABC Saturday primetime. I mean, the Celtics and the Knicks.
I will be doing that.
This is a Perk
matchup. I will be doing that.
NBA Countdown tips off our coverage, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific.
He's too booked and busy to remember.
See, I knew that was going to be the case. Coming up on NBA Today, we're looking ahead to the final stretch of the season. Perk, I hear you say there's only one flawless team in the NBA.
That's right.
Ooh, we might be surprised by his answer. And no LeBron tonight against the Warriors. We'll show you the best thing, though, that Anthony Davis is doing this season and what needs to happen for them to get the win tonight. Plus, could the sun set on KD in Phoenix? Kevin Durant, he addresses his future in our exclusive interview. NBA Today will be back right after the break.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This team feel like a sleeper in the West.
if they keep playing like this, then there's no limit.
I mean, I don't believe in ceilings.
Booker, three-pointer, puts it in. It's a Booker barrage.
Good luck dealing with this team when they get repetition and right.
Everybody's feeling confident.
We're just finding ourselves. It's a long season, but we love where we at.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
17 years into his career at 35 years old, Kevin Durant is still, he's still top five in scoring. His dominance on the court, it's impressive. But what struck me when we caught up in Indianapolis was just how at peace he seemed. And I've been lucky, right? I've gotten to interview Kevin Durant, I don't know, maybe a dozen times, mostly in Brooklyn when I was a beat writer. And it's always stood out to me, as I'm sure it has to you all at home, he replies to folks on social media. He really does seem to care deeply about certain criticisms. And honestly, I can't blame him. But this interview, it felt different, particularly when we talked about his future, how long he wants to play, if he's thinking about when he wants to hang him up, and if he envisions Phoenix being the last stop.
Kevin Durant, he is a stone-cold shot maker.
Step back, good! This is arguably the greatest score of all time.
You're 10th on the all-time scoring list. You will be passing Melo, Shaq, Wilt Chamberlain, and
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
It's kind of wild. When I say that, when you think back to when you were younger, could you have imagined being in this position?
I had that respect from the greats and the actual basketball players that put in the time and the work to make the NBA what it is. That's the reason why I get up to work every day.
AD matching the franchise record for the longest consecutive streak of 30-plus points.
You seem more settled. Since the last time we talked, you seem a little bit more like, it's not that you don't want to win, but it's, I don't know, there's something different.
Obviously, winning, I don't even have to think about that no more, because when I step on the floor, that's just in me already. I tend to think about the other detailed parts of the game that's going to help me get to the win. How to be a great teammate, how to inject myself into the game at different moments. I started to think about the small parts of the game, and that just made it more fun for me instead of thinking about the outcome all the time.
But does that make you more sort of at peace, it seems like, with all you've accomplished and your legacy as it stands, if everything ended right now?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely want everything to just end right now, but I still feel like I got energy to play.
But for those waiting for Kevin Durant to slow down, KD Trey is still a bucket.
I definitely feel older after some games, after some stretches.
Me too.
being around for so long, you gain so much experience about the game. You see some of the other greats in other sports, Tom Brady's, the Cal Ripken's, and the Derek Jeter's. These guys have played for such a long time, and you just get inspired by that and give as much back to the game as you can. And I think, you know, when you become older, that's a part of it, is giving back and passing stuff down that you learned as well. So that goes on top of wanting to win, wanting to be the greatest that you can be. If you want to call it the back nine of my career, it just made it even more fun.
You were 50-40-90 last year, so I don't really see any reason why you couldn't play into your 40s. I mean,
yeah, I could catch and shoot a little bit, play a little defense, be a 3-and-D six man maybe when I'm in my 40s. we'll see.
Do you want to finish your career in Phoenix?
I mean, I've been on so many teams, and I said this before. Right now, in this moment, today, without thinking about the next minute, yeah. But that's just saying right now, and I can't really predict what may happen, but I love playing in Phoenix. I love the fan base, the city. I've grown to understand what our mission is being in the Valley and how deep these people care about their team. You know, so I started to understand the history of the Suns, and I'm glad to be a part of it. I want to go up in that ring of honor one day, so however long that takes.
I appreciated Kevin Durant's vulnerability there, although I'm not sure I can picture him as six man, like he's saying, playing along.
No, not yet, no.
I mean, maybe a stretch four.
Look, he's still a winning player by any measure. That's funny. America. Stretch four. I'm tired. Yeah. I just got that. These are his numbers. The Suns have won 58% of the games he's played in. And what's wild is that would actually be the lowest mark of KD's career.
Wow.
Second season.
That's crazy.
Durant's won at least 60% of his games played. played in each of his previous.
You were the deciding factor, Perk?
And Perk was the deciding factor.
I mean, in all his wins, huh?
I'm just saying, first time he ever went to the finals, you know what I'm saying? He tested the waters with the big fella.
Well, I do know that currently he's still one of the best players in the league, and we see what...
We're up here.
Yeah, we see what you're doing here in studio on our little hoop that we got here. But it's kind of crazy that we still have questions about the Phoenix Suns. I know I picked them going to the NBA Finals in the preseason. I may or may not have a couple of reservations about that. But, Perk, when you hear Kevin Durant talk about, yeah, today I feel like I'm going to retire as a Phoenix Sun, but don't hold me to that in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months, how quickly do you think this window is closing for them?
I think it's 2 years, to be honest with you. Okay. And I think it's based on the relationship with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. And I think the question should be, how long do we see Devin Booker in the Phoenix Suns uniform, right? Because he was part of this organization that did go to the NBA Finals. And I believe none of those guys that were on that team are on that team right now. So when you think about it, when you have like this big three, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant, you got to capitalize now. It's the same thing when we talk about teams like the Boston Celtics. When you have that window of opportunity, you can't wait till tomorrow because you don't know if you'll ever have tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised in the life and it's not promised in the basketball world. So, you know, Kevin Durant, usually, I mean, we didn't see him move around quite a bit.
Yeah. So, I mean, and he owned that. And
yeah.
That's why this season, I guess, becomes all the more important. How do you view that, Zach?
The window opened the minute they made the trade. It's an urgent window, and it will be a short window just because of Kevin Durant's age. And Bradley Beal just hasn't been healthy. They do not have the luxury of time. They do not have the luxury of patience. They traded everything they had to build this team, to turn over a finals team and make it into this. And here's their reality. They're fifth in the West as we enter the last part of the season. They have the hardest remaining schedule in the entire league. So if they're not healthy, if Bradley Beal misses more time, whatever it ends up being, just staying out of the play-in is gonna be a fight for them. And even if they stay in fifth, the chances are that they're gonna have to beat three of the top four teams in the West to get to the finals. That is a long, hard road, and they have not shown the consistency or availability to make you believe they can do that. Now they still have time, and if they're healthy, they can beat anybody, but that is a tough road ahead.
I'm going to be more specific. I think that KD playing out his contract before he thinks elsewhere would work for him in Phoenix, meaning the next two seasons, okay, not this season, you add two more. That is their window to win. And I don't think it gets better than having Devin Booker as a running mate, and I think that's what he really wanted to invest in. Those guys, when you pair those two up, they're true hoopers, and I think Bradley Beal, it's been tough coming back, starting the year slower, trying to acclimate him in real time and win this year. That's really challenging, and you look at the West. I mean, not only are the Nuggets the returning favorites, right? I mean, the Clippers are coming, and then you've got teams getting better like the Timberwolves and the Thunder. And so I don't think that maybe KD estimated that all those things would happen so soon. So I've got them playing out his contract before he looks elsewhere, especially given optics, unfortunately, are a part of his narrative, right? Three teams in about five seasons,
right,
knowing that if this doesn't work out this year, they don't win, and then he's elsewhere. I don't think he's that type of guy.
Right, but that's what struck me as different, is that I don't know that he cares anymore. He seemed at peace with that. Yeah, if I move again, I move again. People are going to say what they're going to say, and that hasn't been the case in the past. We have kept receipts on where Kevin Durant has moved around
the NBA. James Harden, a couple of folks, yeah.
We also keep receipts on ourselves on this show. So what we're going to do is we're just going to take a little look back, because the Suns, they have some title aspirations, but these are our preseason NBA Finals picks. Zach Lowe, you picked the Boston Celtics over the Denver Nuggets. Any changes?
Changes? Are we allowed to change? How many teams has Perk picked to make the finals in the last two seasons
That's
combined?
Why we allow changes.
I am standing on business, like Perk always says. I'm sticking with it. I'm going down with the ship, just like I did last year with my Bucks-Clippers pick that didn't work out. I like this pick. I'm sticking with it. I'm confident.
Well, Zach, you do know that you can't own multiple businesses. So I can't switch up from one business to another. I'm switching mine up. Right, I had it wrong. I got the Bucks and the Suns. I'm going with Celtics, Clippers. Clippers winning in seven.
All right.
Okay, I'm not switching mine up completely, but I'm making a small tweak.
So you're switching it.
Just slightly. You know, okay.
All right.
I still have the Nuggets winning. I think I have the Bucks before I have the Celtics coming out of the East. So I'm going to go Nuggets over the Celtics.
All right. Yeah, you had Nuggets, Bucks before. Zach, I'm coming over to your preseason side here. I'm going to go Nuggets, Celtics.
We're not going to talk about your preseasons yet.
Yeah, 2020. I was thinking it was going to be a 2021 finals rematch. I'm not feeling so good about that. So I'm going to go Nuggets over Celtics.
Okay, we're on the same. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to give a nod. I'm going to give a nod to the champs here. All right. Zach, thank you for standing pat on your picks while all of us did a little switcheroo here. ESPN's second half coverage tips off on our Friday doubleheader. Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs host the Sixers. That's at 7:30 Eastern. And then Giannis and the Bucks visit Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves. NBA Countdown is at 7 o'clock on ESPN, the app, to get it all started on our all-access day. Coming up next, you mentioned it, Perk. The Clippers, they are rolling into the second half of the season. So
are
what's
they?
Their biggest obstacle for them to bring their first title back to Los Angeles? Do not miss what Perk has to say today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's great that we can see how far we've came and how much work we still have to do. But it's awesome. The world can see us in a positive light.
Whatever we can do as black men and black women to educate our young guys and young girls about what it is to be a black person in this world is very important.
The Clippers have been the NBA's best team since December 1st, and they're going to look to keep it rolling in the second half of the season. That starts in Oklahoma City. So L.A., they would jump the Thunder for the 2 seed with a win tonight. That's if Kawhi and company can find some way to slow down Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who can notch his 40th 30-point game of the season. So Kendrick Perkins, in our last segment, you proclaimed the Clippers, they're your champions.
Yeah.
Why?
They're the only team in the NBA without flaws. They have zero flaws. Name me one.
And availability in the postseason?
I mean, we can say that about any team in the league that's a contender.
But last year in the postseason.
But I'm just saying the great Tim Duncan always said that 20% of luck is being healthy. Now, this team healthy, zero flaws.
Okay, that's better.
They have a championship caliber coach on the sideline.
Yep, Tyler.
They have a closer, a two-time finals MVP, Kawhi Leonard Jordan. You have a certified second option in Paul George or James Harden. You can rotate the two. They got great depth at the big position between Daniel Tice, Zubac, and Plumlee. And then off the bench, you have a guy that's arguably going to win Sixth Man of the Year in Norman Powell. And Russell Westbrook is going to win the Clippers 3 or 4 playoff games as they go on to win their first NBA championship. They have zero flaws. You know what? Let me tell you this.
Tell me.
It's so bad. I mean, this is how good they are. PJ Tucker could be playing quality minutes right now for a contender. Bones Highland should be playing quality minutes for a team, period. They were sent home.
Embarrassment to riches.
They're getting DMPs. That's how deep this team is.
Zero flaws, though.
Look, I will tell you, I think there are 3 teams that are as close to flawless as possible. It's the Celtics, it's the Nuggets, and it's the Clippers. And of those 3 teams, the Clippers have the biggest if they're able to make it to the postseason healthy. If you ask any Clippers fan out here on the streets, they're like, as great as they're doing right now, we really care about seeing them in the postseason. And last year, there was no Paul George and there was limited Kawhi in the postseason. That's the biggest if of the Celtics and of the Nuggets. You know when you watch the Nuggets, they're going to show up. The Joker's going to probably be the best player on the floor for his impact. You know when you watch the Celtics, they're almost as deep. They talk about the 6-man roster, right? But
six
I think, I, look, yeah, six starting lineup. Yeah, exactly, roster. You also think about, I think the if for the Celtics is probably their late game coaching. the if for the Nuggets? What's the if for the Nuggets?
Jamal Murray,
their
right?
Bench, losing Jeff Green, losing Bruce Brown, who was crucial for them winning.
I just think the biggest if can't it really
so
relies
if,
on the Clippers.
If there are three flawless, near flawless, one in Perk's mind team, right? If we're going to call the Clippers one of those near flawless teams, Zach, what's the thing that you see as the biggest obstacle for them hanging their first ever banner?
Well, there's a big dude down in Denver owns some horses in Serbia.
Yeehaw.
He's the best player in the world, and he's owned the Clippers for like 4 years now. And yeah, the Nuggets lost some depth and they haven't put the pedal to the metal in the regular season. If they get home court, and I think that's one of the big subplots of the last part of the season, they are going to be very tough to beat. Look, the Clippers are awesome. They can absolutely win the title. Their primary concern, their primary obstacle is that the other three teams in the top four of the West are also awesome. Minnesota has a ton of road games already in the bank and a pretty decent shot at holding on to that number one seed. The Nuggets are the Nuggets, and the Thunder are awesome too. And then you got Phoenix and New Orleans and all these other teams. It's not that easy for anybody in the West, no matter how good you are. But that dude, that MVP, the best player in the world, is waiting for everybody, and the road to the finals goes through him.
I try to be honest about my biases, bring them to the table. I root for anybody who's an equestrian. You guys know this. But you mentioned the competition out West, right? One of them, right, is the team that they're facing tonight in the Oklahoma City Thunder. We all know about what SGA poses. But why else do you think, Zach, OKC is a real threat here to make a run?
Oh, I had one of my holy bleep moments in that last night before the All-Star break, because Oklahoma City against Orlando, yeah, it's only Orlando. They're not great. We talk about SGA. We talk about Chet because he's a rookie. Jalen Williams made me stand up in my seat with one clutch fourth quarter bucket after another. Shea was chilling on the bench for his normal fourth quarter rest. You almost forgot he was there because Jalen Williams, with step backs, with spins, with drives, with steals and dunks, he has a giant wingspan, took over the game. And that's not the only time he's done that. He is 18 of 26. That's 69%. In the last 5 minutes of close games this season. He's averaging almost 20 points a game. Mm. He's a really good defensive player. We talk about Shea and we talk about Chet. This dude is an ascendant superstar, and that is bad news for the rest of the league.
OKC has been near the top of the West all season long, but so have the Minnesota Timberwolves. And this Friday, ESPN is going all access with the Wolves. Stephen A. Smith, he's going to be on site in Minneapolis, bringing you coverage across the network.
Knicks kicked them out.
We got SportsCenter. We got Get Up, First Take, PPI, NBA Today, and of course, NBA Countdown leading up to their game against the Bucks. That is at 7 o'clock Eastern. Hey, my friends, before we bounce, so when you think of the living situation of a professional basketball player, or maybe you think back to an episode of Cribs, remember that show? Like, decked out, maybe you have the Superman bed, a full basketball court, maybe a movie theater, fancy cars, right? But do you think about living with mom? Well, Mavs rookie Derek Lively does. Lively's mom, Kathy Drysdale, was a star for the Penn State women's basketball team from the late 80s to the early 90s. And they're incredibly close. They've actually been through a lot together. Derek's father and Kathy's partner died of an overdose in 2011. And Kathy is a cancer survivor as well. They have always had each other's backs. But now the question is, whose turn is it to do the dishes?
You have a very unique living situation that you're in right now.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, am I setting the record straight or are you?
You go ahead.
So I live with my son. Mm. My son does not live with me.
Okay.
We want to make sure we get that record straight.
She lives under my roof.
Very important distinction.
It's really funny how the tables turn.
What's it been like for you having your mom there for you?
Good and bad to say. You know, who wants to live with their mom at 20 years old, but at the same time, like, I need her there. You know, she helps me there. She helps me out with things that, you know, I've never done before. She's always making sure that I have my head on straight, and she's always there to, like, just because she says it doesn't mean I do it, but she's always making sure that she's giving off her opinion and making sure how I should carry myself or how I should do things. Sometimes where she blows me off because I'm annoying her and making her mad like every son should do.
Right, of course. You know, I think I run the show.
Mm.
Think.
What are some of the perks for you?
just being with him and being a part of his journey,
yeah,
and seeing how successful he's been. And it's been on his own merits. It's been everything that he's received and achieved has been because of his hard work. And I'm proud. I'm very proud for that. I mean, we've been through so much,
yeah,
as he's grown up, that it's, we're just continuing to stick together and grow.
A lot of people say when they come into the league, the first thing they want to do is take care of the people that took care of them. But I'm just wondering, considering everything you've been through, what that added for how you wanted to interact with your mom in your rookie year?
Just knowing how much pain, how much stress, how many emotions my mom had to go through for a very long time. At this point, whenever I could finally tell her, like, you don't need to work. You don't need to stress yourself any more than a normal day in life. Just go enjoy yourself. Just go live, because there's no reason for you to be worrying about yourself working a 9-to-5 whenever I'm working my job so that you can live a better life.
That's pretty special.
Oh, extremely. Yeah. I'm very, very grateful. Very fortunate. Not a lot of people can do this.
Yeah.
So I'm extremely fortunate and blessed to have him.
The bond you guys have is so special. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Oh, thank you for having us.
I really appreciate it. I feel like I need to... Hi, Mom. I'll call you tonight. Shout out all the moms, man. Kathy, Derek, that was awesome. Still to come on NBA Today, Big Perk. He's got a new big segment.
What?
He tells us why Anthony Davis is the key for the Lakers during this stretch.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
LeBron James has been downgraded to out for tonight's game at the Golden State as he continues to manage a left ankle injury. That's what the Lakers announced yesterday. Now, James said at Sunday's All-Star game he would use the break to get additional treatment on his ankle. So it's time now for a new segment, Big Man Ball, and it's brought to you by ESPN Bet.
Oh!
Sportsbook of ESPN. Kendrick Perkins, what big man are you going to be watching in tonight's game?
Well, first of all, shout out to ESPN Bet for paying the bills, but it's been whispers around that we need to educate the audience. And guess what? You're right, but it's education along with excitement and being authentic. And I'm not going to bore you with analytics. I'm going to present to you film. And I'm going to present to you one of the greatest skilled power forwards we have ever seen in Anthony Davis. Watch what he does on his end. He blocks the shot, throws a hell of an outlet pass, runs the floor. Oh, look at the Euro step in traffic. It should have been an and one. Then here, ooh, look at the jab. Get Jokic shifted down the lane with the left hand finish. This is skill. We work on this in practice. You know that, right? When guys get double, watch the back dribble. Look at the patience. All right, put them to sleep. Nice little turnaround. Anthony Davis has been balling. This is what the people want to see. This is what I've been wanting to see for a while now. He's been available. He's been healthy. Shout out to ESPN Bet.
Well, ESPN Bet is the official sports book of ESPN.
There you go.
New users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. And you can check out Perk's Big Man Parlay exclusively in the ESPN Bet app if you want to ride with Perk and any of the other big men. Kendrick Perkins, thank you, sir.
I mean, you're welcome.
I was expecting the hello world to start it off.
Oh, yeah. Hello, world.
You know, I mean, Anthony Davis, shout out to you for actually being, you know, the first big man on Big Man.
Oh, yeah, the first time
you actually been a big man.
Today is a good day.
Yeah.
NBA games are back in action tonight. Enjoy the game.
Ooh, and I finally got something to
tomorrow.
Do.